Now let's start. Who remembers where we started the last time when we were talking about the pro-con debate of cell phone safety? We started with the pros, right? Okay, thanks. So let's start with the cons this time. And again, the cons are saying cell phone safety. No, cell phones are not safe. The cons are saying cell phones are not safe. The pros are saying cell phones are safe. All right, we started with the pros last time. We're starting with the cons this time. And they say that due to the relatively recent adoption of cell phones, the long-term safety of the technology can't be determined conclusively, and so caution is warranted. Research on glioma brain tumors shows the average latency period is 20 to 30 years. 20 to 30 years. Although cell phones were introduced in 1983, it was not until 2003 that over 50% of the U.S. population had a wireless subscription. So the 20-year mark for mass cell phone use hasn't yet been reached. The May 17, 2010 Interphone study, the largest study ever to examine possible links between cell phones and brain tumors, concluded that overall, there was no increase in risk for glioma or meningioma brain tumors. But the average user in the study had less than 8 years of cell phone exposure. In his review of the Interphone study results, Dr. Rodolfo Ceracci stated that none of today's established carcinogens, including tobacco, could have been firmly identified as increasing risk in the first 10 years or so since first exposure. All right, here's a pro. Again, they're saying cell phones are safe. They contend cell phone radiation levels are tested and certified to remain within levels deemed safe by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. The FCC sets the maximum amount of thermal radiation or heat that cell phones are permitted to emit. This limit is measured as the amount of radiation absorbed by a user and is known as the specific absorption rate, SAR, the SAR, the specific absorption rate. In 1996, the SAR for cell phone radiation was set at a maximum of 1.6 watts of energy absorbed per kilogram of body weight. Manufacturers of cell phones must test their products to ensure that they meet this standard. Random tests of phones on the market by FCC scientists further ensure that radiation levels meet FCC guidelines. Now, I guess one of the questions we asked there is whether or not the FCC is being properly funded and motivated to keep check on these kinds of issues. Let's go with another pro. Studies have shown an association between cell phone use and a decreased risk of certain brain tumors. According to a peer-reviewed December 2006 study of 420,000 plus cell phone users in Denmark, the results showed a quote-unquote reduced brain tumor risk among long-term subscribers. Two other peer-reviewed studies also found that cell phone users had a slightly decreased risk of developing brain tumors. A July 20th, 2005 Danish study found a decreased risk for high-grade glioma, a malignant brain tumor, and a 2005 Swedish study also found a decreased odds ratio for developing glioma as well as meningioma, another type of brain tumor. All right, here's another con. We have two pros now, and this is our second con for the day. Cell phones emit radio frequency radiation, and radio frequency radiation has been shown to damage DNA and cause cancer in laboratory animals. A peer-reviewed January 2012 study in the Journal of Neuro-Oncology concluded that radio frequency, RF, radio frequency radiation may damage DNA and change gene expression in brain cells in mice. In August 2009, meta study found that, and of course, talking meta studies, we're talking about they have taken a look at a number of studies and pooled those findings together. And this meta study found that radio frequency radiation can alter the genetic material of exposed cells. A 2004 European Union funded May 26, 2016, and the U.S. National Toxicology Program released this study on cell phone radiation, finding an increased incidence of malignant tumors of the brain, again called gliomas. Something that I want you to be thinking about. Have you noticed how both sides are saying that their studies have been peer-reviewed? And that's significant. You know, studies have to be peer-reviewed at the very least in order to be considered legit. They released the study on cell phone radiation, finding an increased incidence of malignant tumors of the brain and heart tumors in rats exposed to RF radiation. The NTP researchers also found DNA damage in the rats exposed to the highest levels of RF radiation. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? There are some more pros. There are some more cons. So let's visit this some more next week as we take a look at this whole notion of whether or not cell phones are safe. In the meantime, I want you to be sure that you're trying to get a good balance of the news that isn't so happy and the information that is happy. That doesn't necessarily mean 50-50 either. Whatever balance is needed to help you stay up emotionally and mentally. That way you won't be brought down emotionally. You won't find yourselves being depressed. You'll be up and you might be able to strengthen other people around you, your family, co-workers, and others. And what a great way to be in a position to be continually letting some of life's best moments come through you.